And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hanalee Myers, and I'm joined, as always, by our cannabis correspondent, Leland Rucker. Leland is the senior editor at thenewsstation.com. Leland, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Always good to be here.
So it looks like you have an end-of-the-year wrap-up for us this time, kind of looking back at what's happened over the last year as far as cannabis news and issues, both here locally and elsewhere.
Yeah, this is the last show of the year, and I always want to, at the end of the year, look at the things that I'm thankful for. And the things that I'm really thankful for when it comes to cannabis is that John Hickenlooper, against his will at that time, he was the governor at that time, he signed the legislation on December 11th, 2012, that set in motion the rules and regulations of the industry. And we're now ending our eighth year of sales here in Colorado. And that was the moment, December 11, 2012, that I first fully realized that cannabis was going to be sold in stores in a year or so. And I'm extremely grateful that it was enshrined into the Constitution of the state so that they couldn't mess around with it. Although sometimes I wonder about the title, Treat Marijuana Like Alcohol. But, you know, the state's had its ups and downs, but I think we should be proud that the people of Colorado support the notion that cannabis in and of itself isn't really the problem, but that prohibition was. Not everyone who supports legalization or decriminalization is using cannabis. That's only a certain number of people. But even those who don't are using common sense these days instead of fear to motivate their vote. And these numbers are increasing all the time. And for that, I'm eternally grateful.
And certainly the way that Colorado has chosen to address cannabis issues is not necessarily the case everywhere.
Yeah, that's the other thing to be thankful for. It could be a lot worse. Voters in South Dakota voted for recreational legalization last year, and the governor up there, Kristi Noem, funded a lawsuit that led to a court ruling that voided the recreational marijuana law approved by 53% of voters. That's a decision that was upheld by the state Supreme Court last month. Justices affirmed the measure is unconstitutional because it violated a single subject rule for ballot initiatives. And Noem has been against legalization, even though voters are for it. She released an ad ahead of last year's election urging residents to vote against the legalization initiative. It ultimately passed with about 54% of the vote. And here's the quote. The fact is, I've never met someone who got smarter from smoking pot, the governor said. There's a brilliant comment. It's not good for our kids, and it's not going to improve our communities. In this sense, Noem makes John Hickenlooper, who opposed legalization here at the beginning, look like an advocate. And after regulators approved rules for the medical marijuana program in September, Noem said now that her administration is fully on board to make certain South Dakota continues to implement the most responsible, patient-focused medical cannabis program in the country, but not a recreational one, apparently. Legislators in Montana, where voters chose recreational marijuana, they finally relented after trying to stop it in the legislature with a bunch of wording things. And we'll see what happens there. But legislators have dallied on language, Native American rights, and a bunch of other things. So we'll see what happens up there. And of course, there's the District of Columbia, where voters overwhelmingly went for recreational marijuana in 2014, but stores have never opened. Mostly because Congress won't allow funding for them because some objected. They don't want to have legalized cannabis, even though people in the district have voted for it. And nothing's been done to actually make that happen. The U.S. Congress exercises oversight over the government of the District of Columbia, and it stopped the local government from regulating cannabis sales so far. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about voting rights these days. And if you don't believe your vote can make a difference, here's a couple of examples from Colorado, and we're a month out from the election, and Wellington, a little town up by the Wyoming border, they had a ballot initiative whether to allow marijuana sales in town. It passed by one vote.
Wow, one vote?
Yeah. Initiative 2B received 1,678 yes votes and 1,677 no votes. And as a result, the town will repeal the ban on marijuana sales and create local licensing rules for medical and marijuana sales in 2022. Initiative 300, a separate local proposal that proposed a 3.5% special tax on marijuana sales in Wellington, that also passed. In Idaho Springs, results showed that a measure overhauling marijuana excise taxes won by one vote again.
Wow.
A margin that was later bumped up to two votes after all votes were counted. And in Golden, voters were involved in a really close race about marijuana sales. The town wound up voting in favor of ending a local ban on sales by fewer than 55 votes. So the lesson here is, next year, get out and vote.
Well, we certainly look forward to having you back next year for more of the Cannabis Report, looking at issues related to marijuana and hearing your feedback.
Indeed.
Happy holidays, and thank you so much. For KGNU, I'm Hannah Lee Myers.